from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry encourages a diplomatic solution. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is urging China and its Asia-Pacific neighbors to find a diplomatic solution to the territorial disputes in the South China Sea. Mr. Kerry is taking part in the annual U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Beijing. President of China Xi Jinping spoke earlier today at the dialogue. He says the vast Pacific should be a stage for inclusive cooperation, not an arena for competition. China pursues a neighborhood diplomacy, he says, of amity, sincerity, mutual benefit, and inclusiveness, and is committed to advancing peace, stability, and development in the Asia-Pacific region. The extensive common interests between China and the U.S. and the Asia-Pacific make it possible for the two countries to keep frequent communication. VOA correspondent Nike Ching spoke with us a short while ago regarding one of China's plans for the dispute.
As we know, anxieties are growing in the region over China's aggressive approach to its territorial claims in the South China Sea, including construction and militarization. There is a new development, that is, there are talks that China is planning to establish an air defense identification zone, the so-called ADIZ, over the South China Sea. In response, Kerry said yesterday in Mongolia that such action will be provocative and destabilizing.
The talks will also focus on cybersecurity and climate change. U.S. Secretary of Treasury Jacob Lew urged China to cut excess steel production that he warned is distorting global change. He is leading the talks along with Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang. This is VOA News. Islamist extremists in Iraq are shooting and killing civilians as they attempt to flee fighting between the Islamic State group and Iraqi government forces in the city of Fallujah. That according to the Norwegian Refugee Council. Iraqi forces have been battling with ISIS fighters for a few weeks in an effort to retake the city, which has been controlled by the Muslim group ever since January of 2014. The offensive has so far surrounded the city on three sides, with the only area remaining unclaimed being the western bank of the Euphrates. A senior UN official is warning that a growing sense of global inequality, accompanied by low productivity gains and wages, is stiffening resistance to international trade. The comment came in the lead-up to the 14th session of the UN Conference on Trade and Development, also known as UNCTAD 14, next month in Nairobi. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNCTAD headquarters in Geneva.
UNCTAD Secretary General Mukisa Kituyi says the gloss is rubbing off the growing optimism of recent years that Africa was rising while Asia retained its position as an economic powerhouse and other regions were benefiting from a general uptick in the global economy. He says low employment and rising debt are leading to the most rapid expansion of economic migrants from sub-Saharan Africa in 70 years.
The challenges of slow growth are also leading to some forms of phobia. You see the anxiety in Europe about immigrants from the Middle East and sub-Saharan Africa.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Now, as U.S. voters go to cast ballots for the next president, that'll be this November, some will be turned away from polling places because of state laws that require showing identification. Now, those laws, especially the most restrictive measures requiring a government-issued photo ID, are a relatively new phenomenon in the United States. Voter ID laws are now active in 33 of the 50 U.S. states, covering about 60% of the population since President Obama was elected in 2008. 11 states have enacted identification requirements for voting. Proponents say the laws prevent voter fraud and give the public more confidence in the process. Critics say it is geared toward preventing minorities and young people from voting. And the body of boxing legend Muhammad Ali has arrived back in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. Mr. Ali was born Cassius Clay in 1942. He became a Muslim early in his career. He died late Friday at the age of 74 of complications from Parkinson's disease. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.